Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Hi, I'm Ron, your host, and today we're talking about how Christ's provision for us is boundless. We'll see that salvation is just the beginning step into a vast world of God meeting and changing us.
There have been many people who've accepted Christ as their Savior, and that's wonderful. But what happens after that? There are, unfortunately, the many that I'm talking about don't understand or haven't been properly taught that there's more to come than just accepting Jesus as your Savior.
Right.
There's so much more. Many people haven't changed their ways of life, you know, because they don't understand that there actually is a change. There is a difference that takes place. They haven't been trained in that aspect. And it's not their fault necessarily. It's unfortunately, you have these huge gatherings, 5,000 people accept the Lord. But where is the shepherding of those people after that fact?
Right.
It's wonderful that it took place and something met their heart. And my cry is for those who don't know that there is so much more in God than just accepting Jesus as your Savior.
Right.
Yes, you're talking about provision again. After salvation, that's just the very, very beginning of your walk. And God has so much for you, but if no one tells you, no one teaches you that you have all this provided for you, you're unaware, and so you just kind of go around the mountain.
Yeah.
And that's very unfortunate, because the provisions of God are more than we can ask or think. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, there's so much that He wants to not only give us, but create us.
Yes.
There's so much that He wants to create us to be that our imagination can't understand. I would encourage people, well, first off, receive the Holy Spirit. That's a provision.
Yes.
So if you've received salvation, but you don't feel you received this Holy Spirit, first off, don't make it this big deal. Don't make it this insurmountable task that you've got to beat the altar and cry out and all that. Simply ask. It's a gift. It's just simply ask and believe.
It's just as easy as accepting Christ as your Savior. It's that simple. You know, it is not complex. And you don't have to do like what happened with Azusa Street in 1906. You know, they spent days and months, and finally it came. That was like the spearhead breaking the balloon. Now it's available for anybody and everybody. It is the gift, like you said, Ron. It's a simple gift, and you just have to accept it. Now with that, understand you don't have to start speaking in tongues, or you don't have to start seeing all these weird things in the spirit realm. No, it has nothing to do with that. Read John 14, 15, 16, and 17. Those are chapters. Read those because they will tell you the purpose of the Holy Spirit and how He is to teach us and to train us.
Right.
Hollywood did us a great disservice because the bad guy, Snidely McGree, tied the pretty young maiden to the railroad tracks. And here comes that big locomotive going to run over. And here comes the knight on shining armor. And at the last minute, he saves her. Takes her off the tracks, and they climb on his white horse. And she's in his lap, and they ride off into the sunset. That's not salvation.
Right.
Mm-mm.
What Hollywood created for us and what I described was a predetermined outcome of a salvation situation. And the salvation that God is offering us is a salvation far beyond our wildest dreams. Hollywood mm-hmm. could not even begin to show what salvation really is. The joys are far beyond the sunset, far beyond the feel-good feelings. It's a salvation that Ron just said it, and I'll say it like Alan would say it. It's a salvation of all things. Yeah. And in that salvation, he gives you all things. I've got to say my favorite, exceedingly abundantly beyond what I can ask or think.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's what we do. We set our focus, we set our awareness, and we realize he's God, and he's going to lead us, he's going to show us, and we put our trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to lose the fact that all you have to do is ask.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is ask for the Holy Spirit as a gift, because it's a gift to you. Just like you ask for Christ to come into your heart, is simply just ask the Holy Spirit to show you all things, to come make himself real to you. It's a simple thing. It does not take a lot of effort and doesn't require anything but a faith to believe and to ask.
There's that scripture that talks about if a child would ask their parent
right.
for some bread, he wouldn't give him a scorpion. If our fathers, natural fathers, love us enough to give us the bread, how much more does our Heavenly Father give us the Holy Spirit?
Right.
Just because we ask for it.
Right.
And it should be in our thinking just that simple. Father, you know, I don't have enough of the Holy Spirit. Give me some more.
Right.
Let me understand what he's here for. Let me, you know, give me that understanding of his purpose.
He's here to help us. He's here to help you to understand the Lord. He's here to reveal the word to you. He's here to help you with when you don't understand something, to reveal it to you. Just ask.
I think that's a piece of where that, like Dale was saying, the disciples' prayer, the people call it the Lord's Prayer, where it says, give us this day our daily bread. And you revert to that other scripture. When you ask for it, he'll give you the Holy Spirit. And I think it's just, we have to understand it's just that easy. And we invite people to understand how easy it really is. Don't let anybody complicate it. If it's not simple, it's not God.
Well, family, let's open up to this wonderful provision of the Holy Spirit and begin to discover a whole new world that he will lead us into.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.